Run away, run away to the Champions League, run away, still buzzing up the Villa. Hello and welcome back to Up the Villa podcast. It's our match preview for Crystal Palace v Aston Villa. The final game of the season, and what a season it has been for Aston Villa. If you are new around here, make sure you are subscribing to our channel. Smash a like. Let's go big again. 1,000 likes. Everybody, just smash that like button and comment your thoughts in the comment section down below. And, whoa, I mean, we did a live straight after the Man City game. And I came off just absolutely buzzing. And then Villa started dropping all of their content from the awards evening with the Villa players. And I was just engrossed in it. And I just couldn't go to sleep. I just wanted to stay up and consume Villa content. I think I've had the Champions League anthem on repeat. I'll just keep putting it on repeat. I'll do this episode in a minute and I'll edit it all. And then I'll just put it on again and just listen to the song. And oh, I'm absolutely buzzing, Villa fans. Absolutely buzzing. And just so proud. So proud of the team. So proud of where we've come from and what we've become. And just so happy as a Villa fan. You know, I've got to speak on like personal levels here. Depends on what you've seen as a fan over the years. But I've not seen that many great times at Aston Villa. I've seen good moments, but not big moments. And this is a big, big moment. This is huge for me and us all, but on a level of my how I personally feel, it's just absolutely massive. I mentioned yesterday when I was, you know, I've been engrossed in football all my life and watching the elite, watching great teams over the years, you know, in the Champions League, Barcelona, Bayern Munich, the Italian side too. I know their names, but last night I was just I had like a brain fog and I was just like, whoever's in the Italian league. And yeah, like watching AC Milan and Inter Milan, Juventus, and just absolutely loving football all my life. And when I hear that anthem and see teams lining up, I'm just thinking, I just wish that was us. Like, I just wish I could see that. And it's always been like so far in the distance that we can't even dream about it because we're a million miles off it. And, you know, since Unai's come in, I've believed that the good times are back. I've believed that big things are coming. And to get Champions League football for me, it's going to sound mad, but I've said it all season and I've stuck by this all season that, you know, if someone said to me, Conference League win or Champions League, I always think Villa first. I always take away my personal thoughts of what would be great for me, like seeing us lift the trophy. But what's actually great and big and is needed for this football club is Champions League football. So for us to get it, and just how it puts us sitting around that table now. And don't forget, Villa fans, we've dined at this table before. We've dined at this table and we've won at this table. And now we are back amongst the elite, sitting down around that table with our name, Aston Villa, at the highest point of European football. And it is absolutely huge, the achievement. And I'm just so buzzing for it. But why is it huge? I go on all different media platforms. I listen, I watch a lot, and I hear excuses. I hear Man United, you know, Ten Hag, a lot of injuries. Rubbish, a load of rubbish. Open your eyes and look at Aston Villa. Like, scratch beneath the surface at Aston Villa and you'll find what we have done this season to be absolutely remarkable and mind-boggling. We've what's happened to us. And we've all said, haven't we? We've all said that this season has been the most draining season as a fan. And it has been, because we've been in a good position. It brings emotional attachment to things. So it brings a sense of stress and a sense of worry that, okay, we're top four, we've been top five, we've been doing really well. We have to maintain it. So our emotional involvement this season has been through the roof, because we've been pushing and striving for this team to stay there. But what's happened this season is, like, when we've been doing well, it's like we've had a great result, and it's like, oh, Ramsey's out now for 10 weeks. We've been doing well. Kamara's now out. We've been doing well. Powell misses Christmas. We've been doing well. Tielemans is out. McGinn's suspended. So over the course of the season, we've just been slapped with these little things all the way. That's just made it even more stressful, because we're thinking, you know, not why we need our players. We want to maintain it. And it has been really, really stressful. It's been the best season ever supporting Villa, but it has been the most stressful supporting Villa as well. And I think those injuries have played that massive part. And Unai Emery has said all along that we make no excuses. So when I'm hearing of all these teams that have got injuries and it's become an excuse, and they're sleeping on Villa because we've got top four, and that's all they're going to look at. But when you look at what we've missed in Mings, Buendia, Kamara, Ramsey, you know, we didn't start the season with, was it Luca Dean or it was Moreno, wasn't it? And to get where we are, it is absolutely fantastic. And I am so proud of this team. And I think a lot of these players now are in the way in which we view a lot of sort of legends as well, like John McGinn. What is an, he's a Villa legend now. McGinn is a Villa legend. He's that good. Martinez, Villa legend. I'm calling it because that's what they are. We can't sort of downplay this achievement of getting top four this season. And when I hear Emery at the awards last night, and he was saying it's hard to win the Champions League if you're not in it. And I'm just like, he wants to go far. He wants to go as far as he can in the Champions League. We're not here to make up any numbers in this Champions League. And we all know deep down in our hearts that this football club belongs sitting at that European elite table. And now we are back there. And this club, this trajectory of this club has just gone like this. And it's going to continue to go like this, because the ambition of the owners, the vision of the manager, the vision of the sporting director, the vision of the fans, we're all in it together. And I'm just so happy for every single one of those Villa fans that are out there that support Aston Villa, because we deserve it. And I'm just so proud. So that's my little mini little opening. And I think it's needed, because it's sensational. And one thing that I loved about yesterday and Villa getting top four is that the fans and the players were able to be in this room. Look at Unai Emery and Monchi's face here. Absolutely loving it. This was the moment that we found out that we got into the top four. And you can just see the happiness, the joy in that man's face right there. And he's absolutely unbelievable. We've got more scenes here. We've got Emery cheering Monchi. And, you know, and Vidigani's there as well. McPhee's there. And we've got the players as well. Buendia, Martinez, Luis. Absolutely fantastic. And what an achievement. Here we go. Bailey, love it. Love it. Yeah. So good. I'm just filled with, like, pride and joy and just a love for this team. It's absolutely remarkable. Cashy, what's he on there? Is he on the Desperados or the Soul? What's he on? He's on Sol, isn't he? That's another one. Here's another one. Luca Dean, Chambers. What a legend, Chambers. Carlos in his little three piece. And there we go, soaking the main man. And yeah, Consat, Cash, he ain't put that drink down, has he? But yeah, McGinn, oh yeah, Rogers. The kid was in the championship 4 months ago, and now he's in the Champions League. Like, that, what a time for him. Do you know what I mean? What a time for him. What a time. Absolutely love it. Mings, love it. Great scenes. Absolutely great scenes. So proud. So in love with them, man. Absolutely love them. And yeah, fantastic stuff. But we got one game to go. So let's get our game head on. Let's get our game face on. We've still got a job to do here. Still got a job to do on Up the Villa podcast. We've still got to bring you match preview, predicted lineup. We're going to do press conference reaction. We've got the opposition preview. We will have the watch party on Sunday where we're going to be watching the game together. We're going to be having a party. The beers are going to be out. And we're just going to enjoy the game, enjoy the celebrations of getting in the top four. And then we'll have the season review next week as well. So we've got a 4 weeks worth of content coming your way, as always. So, yeah, really looking forward to for the week ahead now, content-wise. So what looked on paper a very, very daunting game. I'm not going to lie, if there was something riding on this game, I would be absolutely bricking it. I would be bricking it. But thankfully, there's not. So Robinson's got his feet up while he talks about Crystal Palace right now. So, yeah, that trepidation of Palace, I don't care no more. But, yeah, Crystal Palace, Villa. Big opportunity for Villa to get over 70 points this season, which would be huge. Big opportunity for Ollie Watkins to get his 20th goal. I think those, especially Watkins getting 20 goals, I would really like to see that happen. I think he deserves it. I think that would be massive. But Crystal Palace, let's go. Oliver Glasner era. Mr. Canada Goose on the touchline has done a really good job. He's done a really good job so far. He's come in from Hodgson, who a manager that some of you guys will know I really respect for what he's done for football. And he's really got them attacking well. He's got them playing well. There's a pragmatic element to it. But I think the problem for Palace this season is they haven't really had Eze and Elise fit. And now they're fit and firing. You're starting to see what they're capable of. They've got some really good players. Really like that new midfielder that they've got in the middle. I think their defenders are really good. I've always thought, whenever I've watched Mateta, I've always thought that there's something there. Like, he could be doing a little bit better. And now he is. Now he's firing. Eze and Elise, two unbelievably talented players. And I think they are doing really, really well. And I think for Palace, you know, I listened to Talk Sport and Simon Jordan, and the question gets asked quite a lot about Palace. Like, what are they? What should they be aiming for? And the answer is always that they're just Palace and that they should be happy that they're in the Premier League. But I don't think any team that has been in the Premier League for a sustained period of time should just be thinking about survival. I think you should always be wanting to strive for that little bit more. So I think Palace as a club should be trying to strive to get top 10 or push themselves as much as they can. So I think fair play to Palace. I think the manager's good. I think he's going to get them playing well. The big stumbling block for Palace is going to be who stays and who goes. I imagine and I would think that both of Eze and Elise will leave in the summer. I think they have been there for quite a while now. And I think as players, we know it as Villa fans that, you know, if your club's not going in the right direction, somebody's always going to come and snap off your players. And I think Eze and Elise now are at a calibre where they're really, really good. And I rate them both very, very highly. So it'll be interesting if they both go. Guay, really, really good player. Anderson, a very, very good defender as well. So they've got some really good players across the whole of that team. And if they can keep them, then next season I'll be like, you know, they've got a real good chance. So, you know, I have been impressed with them. So it is going to be a difficult game for Aston Villa. But from a Villa point of view, I think they're going to be hungover today. So it's how they're going to recover. And I think we've just got to go out there and obviously be really professional. Unai Emery will set them up in the same way. They'll have the same meetings. They'll have the same intensity to go out and get something, or the victory or the draw, whatever we may get in this game. So I think from that side of things, we're going to be very driven to do well in this game. But on the other hand, I think there will be periods of this game where certain players get rewarded by getting some minutes, i.e. John Duran. Like I said it after the game against Liverpool, that point and those goals will, in the long term, be absolutely huge for Aston Villa. And they were, you know, they put us 5 points clear of Spurs. So I think Duran deserves some minutes. I think you might see Kellyman come on and get some minutes as well, like 20 minutes, 30 minutes, in that game as well. So, you know, there's players that I think might get minutes. Maybe Bailey might get rested as well because of all that strapping he's had on. Longley might play. So I think there's going to be rotation from a Villa point of view. But I think the intensity to try and win and try and get the victory, you know, it's going to be there from a Villa point of view anyway. So let's have a little look then at the tail of the game and the stats, like what we normally do on the match preview. So head-to-head, Premier League era, we have played 23 times. We've got 6 draws. We've got 2 away wins. They've got 7 home wins. We've got 7 home wins. And they've got 1 away win. So we've got 9 wins in total. And they've got 8. Recent meetings, we've got the 3-1 at Villa Park in September. That was the John Duran goal, wasn't it? Yeah, the John Duran volley. We've got a 1-0, 3-1 loss, a 1-1 and a 2-1 victory. So in our recent performances, we've done quite well against them. Form guide, they're absolutely smashing it, aren't they? Look at that. You know, they've got wins against West Ham, Newcastle, draw against Fulham, United, where they were absolutely sensational, and then a great win against Wolves. Villa's form, it's not too bad, is it? 2 wins, 2 draws and a loss. That's not bad at all. This season, Villa are fourth, 20 wins, 8 draws, 9 defeats, averaging 2.05 goals per game, we're conceding 1.5, 8 clean sheets, chances per match 2.11. Biggest win for Villa was the 6-1, biggest loss was the 5-1. Bit difficult to show the Palace style comparison because they've had 2 managers and now their form has gone through the roof. So, you know, they're in that fast and direct category and Aston Villa are in the slow and intricate. Aston Villa, you can see the blue is where Villa predominantly have most of the ball against the opposition. The grey are contested and the red is where the opposition have most of the ball. So those contested areas are quite good for Villa because it means that on a given game, we might be winning that area. On another day, we might be losing that area. And this is where the opposition are having most of the ball against Crystal Palace in that red area. We've got the goals 4 for Aston Villa. We've got 54 goals. We have got 14 set-piece goals. Crystal Palace have got 42 and only 5 set-piece goals. Goals against, we've got 35 goals conceded from open play and 16 from set-pieces. Palace have conceded 43 and they have conceded 10 from set-pieces. We can see here that the sequence time per passing sequence for Aston Villa is 11 seconds and 32. We're at 3.69 passes per sequence and a direct speed of 1.69. And Palace are at a passing sequence time of 7.94, 2.99 passes per sequence and a direct speed of 1.82. And the best in there is at Man City at 16.27 sequence time. Arsenal are at 12.57. So Villa sequence time is actually pretty decent, to be fair. So those are all our little stats for this episode. If we have a little look then, I'm just going to show you a bit about Palace, a few more things about Palace. We'll have a look at their home form. So their home form, they are 15th in the table. Their away form, they are 10th in the table. They've scored 52 goals this season, conceded 58. Attacking-wise, goals per game, 1.4 there. Although the Premier League said it was at 1.5. 20 left-footed goals, 27 right-footed goals. Passing, they're averaging 41% passing accuracy per game. Possession, 78.8% accuracy per game. 87% in their own half. 68.4% in the opposition half. Accuracy of crosses, 24.6%. And accuracy of long balls, 42.5. If we now go and have a little look at how they lined up against Wolves, we'll go more in depth on the Palace system tomorrow on the predicted lineup. So we'll go back to the tactical pad there and we'll have a look at how they're playing and what Glasner's done to them and how he's transformed them. But in essence, it's a three at the back, five at the back with two in midfield, a two in front, and then you've got Mateta up top as well. Eze and Elise, absolutely on fire at the minute. Let's have a look at Elise's stats for the season. Let's have a look at his stats then. So this season, he's got 10 goals and he has got 5 assists and he's only played 18 games. So those numbers are really, really high for a player that's not really played that many minutes. Eze, I imagine he's played more. He's played 26 games, started 23, scored 9 goals and he's got 3 assists. So both of those players, very, very good. Really rate both of them. And yeah, buzzing. Still buzzing. Up the Villa. What a season. So yeah, thoughts. We'll do score predictions later on in the week. We'll do score predictions later on in the week. And as we get more into it. But if you are new around here, make sure you are subscribing. Make sure you are smashing that like. I want 1,000 likes on this episode and comment your thoughts in the comment section down below. Up the Villa. Up the Villa, man. And I also keep thinking, if any of you out there have got like teenager kids or kids that are like, I don't know, what age could we say? Like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 that are loving football. 11, 12, however old they are, and you know they love the Villa, and what a time for them! What a time for them to be like going to be watching their team against like the elite. So if any kids out there that like you know are watching and watch the Villa, and fair play to you because cherish this because the good times are here. So up the Villa, everyone! And I'll speak to you all tomorrow.